Penrith version of Croglin Watty, spoken by James Potts, January 25th, 1938. If ye ax where I coo frae, I say at Fellside, where father and mother and honest folk bade, and me sweetheart, oh bless her, she thout nin like me, for when we shirk hands at the is gushed prairie, says I'm an e'en get a spot if I can, but whatever betide me, I'll think of the Nan. Nan was a Parford beauty, with twee cheeks like codlin blossoms, the varra seat on em heard me mouth or water. First a wheel, Watty, says she, to's a wagaman glasses and I'll see the near mare. Nay, dunnot gowl, Nan, says I, for mappin' her lang has be master mysel. So we bust and I take a last look at the fell. On I whistled and wondered, me bundle I flung out me shoulder, when coolly after me sprung, and howled silly feller and fawned at me fit, as if to say, Watty, we munnot part yet. At care last year we a streer in me mouth, and the jerkman he a doubt for a promising youth. The all waves come round me in clusters. What wedge dost ask, canny lad, says Jan? Why, 3 pun and a croon wunnot be at a hair o' me beard. What can't a deer, says another? Deer? Why, I can plough, saw, maw, shear, thresh, dake, milk, kern, muck a bayer, sing a psalm, mend cargo, dance a hornpipe, nick a nag stale, hunt a brock, a fate every enemy on way to our Croglin parish. An odd bearded hussy she encored o' me man, but that day I may say it all my sorrows began. Forced coolly peer fella, they hanged i' the street, and skin, God forgie em, for shoon to the feet. I cried, and they called me peer half-witted cloon, and bantered and followed me up and down. Neist me, dear, she e'en starved me, that never leaved weel. Her hard words and licks would have frightened the deal. She had a long beard for aught well like a billy goat, wi' a kill-dried frosty fias, and the smallest leg o' mutton o' Carroll Market sarred cat me and her for a week. Barnes made sick gammoners, and thundered the wrapper as if to whacken a corp, when I opened door the threw steward o' me e'en and called me daft Watty. See, I packed up me duds when me quarter was out, and wi' wage in me pocket I santed about. See, in me right-hand breek pocket the pict of a frere, and wi' 15 white shillings they slipped clean away, for by 2 letters frae mother and Nan, where they'd said Carol lass it would Watty trip on, but would tackle along there just to tell how I saw, who was skipped for the gallows, the soldiers and all. Aye, there was some forgery chaps bade me just sign me name. Nay, says I, you've gotten wrong pig bit lug this time, for I cannot write. Then a fella like a lobster, all the aston feathered, axed me, Woolly, Walter List, knows how to be a general or a gomeral. Nay, says I wunnot, that's plain, as content wi' a quarter mudder spinning. Now wi' 2 groats and tuppence I'll e'en toddle him, but ne'er be a soldier while Watty's me name. Who me mother'll gowl, and father'll stare, when I tell them for your quarrel they'll never see me. Then they'll bring me a steel, as for Nan she'll be fain when I kiss her, God bless her, again and again. The barn and the byre and the all hollow tree, I'll just seem like cronies yin's fedgin' to see. The sheep'll not ken what his voice knew. The peat stack we used to lurk round be brunt ere this. As for Nan, she'll be out the married or broken-hearted. But so'd all be weel at Croglin. We'll have feastin', fiddlin', dancin', drinkin', singin' and smirkin'. Aye, till all's blue about us. Among our neighbours, sick wonders I'll tell. But niver mair leave me old friends o' the fell.